What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, our host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show from RE/MAX Results and the Red Hot Real Estate Group, Miss Mimi Shoneman. Hello, Mimi.
You know, you think if I wore heels like I used to, that this mic would be perfect?
No, just pull it down.
I know.
Do you still want to wear heels? They're good for your calves.
Yeah.
They're good for your calves or bad for your ankles.
They're very inefficient in real estate.
That is true.
Hey, we're talking about real estate again, just like that.
Exactly. But it is good to see you, no matter what stature you are, based upon your footwear. So
there you go.
Yes. And also, I don't think that you do a lot of heels out there, Phil. If you do, I know where I can get some kind of thing. Yeah.
Every now and then.
Yeah. Sometimes you just go, I need a little lift.
Yeah.
So can we please get your NMLS number out of the way?
NMLS 238-103, company NMLS 3029.
Lots of information going out there from Cross Country Mortgage, also for what's going on over at RE/MAX Results. So remind me, are we going to continue this show of giving some updates, basically city by city? Are we doing that again?
We are absolutely going to do that. Okay. We've got three brand new cities, and of course we've got information about the 13 county Twin Cities region, which I guess we'll just jump right into that.
Okay, let's do that.
We're going to talk about year over year, and this is for 13 counties. We also have data for 16 counties. Our closed sales for 2022 so far, as of the end of September, is 5910, whereas in 21 that was 7170. So that's 17% less closed sales by the end of September, year over year.
Okay.
Median sales price, that is $365, whereas in 21, it was $345. So we're up 6% year over year on price. Our price per square foot in 2022 was an average of $201. Whereas in 21, the average square foot price was $190 per square foot. So quite a bit difference, 6% jump.
Inflation.
And our percent of original list price received last year in 21, it was 101.2%. And this year we're at 99%, and that's through September.
Okay. Because there was a dramatic climb, it sounds like, and now from the information you provided a few weeks ago, Mimi, there was still some growth, but it was slowing down. It wasn't this giant shift, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We're very much in a seller's market, and I'm going to call out for some of our sellers that might be listening today. We have 1.9 months of inventory. That's up 18.8% over last year, which only finished in September at 1.6. So we've got pretty good growth with the number of listings, which is great for our buyers.
Okay.
And sellers, hear this. Do not be the last person to put your house on the market. Don't wait till it's balanced. Now is the time to jump in and get information about selling your house while it still is very much a seller's market. We need so much more inventory than we have right now. We need 5 to 6 months. We're at a third of that now. Don't be the one that waits till we've got 6 months. Then we'll have a balanced market.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then if we get more inventory than that, then it flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a buyer's market. So just a food for thought.
Right.
Our days on market until sale this year, 31 days.
Okay.
Last year, 23 days. And that's up 35%. Okay. Phil, Ms. Shannon, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what we all think is driving the days on market to be so much more this year.
Well, I would have to say the increase in mortgage rates by going up dramatically over a very, very short period of time. I would also have to say that the inflationary pressures that are being pushed on every consumer out there, from, you know, utility costs, gasoline to food, I think, you know, people are a little bit afraid.
And I think some of my friends who were considering looking just kind of heard all the stories about how hard it was to actually get a house. So they just kind of stopped looking and said, I'll look in a couple of years.
Yeah,
and
but you want to know something? Mm-hmm. That's changed. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, I've had, I think, 10 purchase agreements come across my desk in about the last 3 weeks.
So it can get done now, right?
Eight out of 10 of my buyers, either they got seller concessions, they offered less on the house, and 8 out of 10 of them had no other offers on the house.
And I just had my house right next door to me. They just bought, you know, they just sold. I loved the owners that were there before. They were going to do some downsizing because their adult children are now all married and moved out. Mm-hmm. And so they downsized. And so a new family moved in, a nice new family. So from what I understand from talking to them, that was another very smooth process for them as well. And it wasn't one of those just lightning fast offers. And so I think it has, as you said, it's calmed down. And so anybody who before was like, I just can't handle the stress, I don't need to have all the rejection that I had before, so I'm not gonna even try, you're saying that there's a lot more opportunity out there now for it to be a pretty smooth process.
Yeah, we feel that it is becoming more of a balanced market from the haste,
yes,
of mm-hmm. the way everything was. So it's a good time all the time to jump in to buy or sell. You cannot time everything, and you've got to live someplace. All right.
Right.
So that is our skinny for the whole 13 county metro. Now, each quarter, we're going to be talking about a different city. If you would like to know the stats on your city in particular, you can text the name of your city to 651-578-2218, and we'll give you a call and give you the information. All right, so we're going to be talking about a bunch of interesting things today. Phil has extrapolated all kinds of data, mm-hmm. and we know how excited that makes
exactly.
him.
Exactly. He's like, more data.
He's so happy. He's over there in the corner doing a little dance.
Yeah. A little jig.
Makes him happy. Yeah. We're talking today about some really unique down payment assistance programs that Ramsey County has put out.
Yep.
And any other counties that we're going to be talking about?
I'm just going to focus attention on Ramsey County. They just came out with
Can we have just a general grab bag of the cities that are in Ramsey County, just the big ones?
Oh, goodness. There's so many to list.
Yes.
St. Paul would be the first.
Now, because and that's the biggest. Excluded. St. Paul and North St. Paul are excluded out of this program.
So is it the Maple Woods, the Apple Valley?
Badness Heights.
Okay.
We'll have to pull up a map because it literally will go up to Shoreview.
Gotcha.
Over to White Bear Lake.
Okay.
Yep. To the left. I don't know.
That helps.
Yeah, no. And some of these cities share other counties.
Yeah. We'll look up
that. So we're going to be talking about this kind of down payment assistance that is so broad. It's big money, y'all. Big money that's going to be offered. And we're going to be talking about the opportunity that lies in multifamily. Okay, if you want to wash out your rent payment, if you're sick and tired of it, multifamily might be right for you. All right, Phil. So let's just kick off a little bit about one of the down payment opportunities.
Well, there's really two pieces of this.
Okay.
And it's called First Home. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got all the paperwork. I've already talked with the administrators over there. Cross Country Mortgage is already set up and we're approved. So first piece, if you're a first-time home buyer, $20,000 down payment assistance.
Wow.
It is deferred. It is at a 0% interest rate. All right. It can be used for closing costs, down payment assistance. It is based on 80% AMI.
Okay.
Now, what is
AMI?
AMI. AMI has to do with your area median income guideline.
Okay.
Which means a family of three must make less than $80,500.
Okay.
Or a single person has to be at $62,600. Now,
but that's a life-changing opportunity because I know some people in my circle, some of my neighbors that have been renting and renting and renting, that once you get to that dollar amount, being able to take that next step into home ownership, that's what they've been waiting for, is that kind of assistance.
And guess what? Let's say the consumer has 3% they can put down already.
Right.
And they can already pay their 3% in closing costs. you can use this $20,000 to reduce the principal of your loan.
Wow.
And on an average property, that would reduce the payment by $140.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So just repeat though exactly what you just said, that last statement.
In other words, there's a multitude of ways that we can utilize the $20,000 to either help them buy a house, down payment, closing costs, or reduce the principal.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So my quick question for you before we head into the break is, can they use this money to buy down the rate?
Can they use it to buy down the rate?
With points.
Yes.
Okay,
folks,
lots
did you
options.
Hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, this is big news right here. $20,000. How long is it going to take you to save up $20,000?
Right.
And mm-hmm. are you going to outrun the rent increase
yep.
train?
Mm-hmm. Now, okay. Now, when we get off the break, there's another program.
All right.
$93,000, folks.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right. I can't wait to discuss that.
At a 0% interest rate.
We are going to give you this great information when we get back. Lots of information out there. Lots of options for all of you. You can also be part of the show at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Also want to remind you, you can be part of the show. Just get all those real estate questions out into the room. Our number is 651-641-1071.
Okay, Phil. We want to just kind of recap the program that we covered last segment and also let people know a little bit more additional information. And we want you to be able to get this information and sit down with a consultation with Phil to cover all of these things. Don't let this money get tapped out, because this is not like an unlimited pool of money. Phil, to have a consultation with you, they should just either message us at the station here, keyword Red Hot, or they can reach you at your phone number, Phil.
651-238-6748.
And as always, we have a text line that you can text mortgage or real estate to, 651-578-2218. All right, let's recap a little bit and talk about the different mortgage programs that this program will be permitted.
Well, you can use a conventional loan, FHA loan, and a VA loan. You can partner this program on top of it. It's called layering. So we're layering one program over the other. It is capped with a max purchase price of $372,600. That's a lot of house.
Right,
In Ramsey County, that's a lot of house.
Right.
Okay, let me ask you this question. That's a ton of house, okay?
Yes.
372, I don't care who you are.
Because we were saying that the average price is, we're
365.
Still, yeah, we're living in there, so that's
a good
know.
House. Mm-hmm. All right, but for that cap, that's adjusted based on their income, correct?
It is based on what's called the adjusted median income guideline, and I brought the guideline with me. And folks, the bigger the family, the greater your income can be.
Okay, let's talk about what the definition of family is. It's one to four persons living under the roof, or they must be related.
It's as many people that are living in the home. The income has to be calculated on every single party.
Okay.
In that property.
So if it's a multi-generational, so especially if you were, let's say that the main people are in their 30s, but then their parents live with them too, and then they have their kids as well.
And guess what? So I'm going to count their Social Security. I'm going to count their pension income from mom and dad.
Yeah.
I'm going to count every job, be it for husband and wife. And, oh, by the way, if the children are receiving some type of special assistance or Social Security or child support, that
then
gets
we have
counted.
To count that, too.
That has to be counted as well.
So it's good to add all of those extra sources of money.
Maybe. I mean, keep in mind, the bigger the family, the greater the income.
Household size.
Uh-huh. Household size.
Okay. So I'm just looking at this chart, folks. And let's just go right down the middle, because this chart is from one person to eight people. Mm-hmm. And so for four people in the household, Phil, can you kind of cover the numbers of that?
$89,400.
Okay.
And what does that mean?
That's gross income.
Okay.
For four people.
But
for
that
four
is people. 80% of the AMI.
It's based on the counties figure out what they feel is the average income for all the people in the county, and then they take 80% of that number and that becomes your 80% AMI number.
The reason I'm really excited about this program, and you come up with some really great programs that are out there, Phil, is that, you know, in my circle, we've been talking about affordable housing, about trying to have sustainable living. And so those dollar amounts are so realistic for people who need to be able to take that next step when we're, you know, and a variety of people that might be going, oh, I'm never going to be able to buy a home for my family. I'm going to be in this cycle of renting forever. You can go, no, here's how you can do it. There's now programs that will help you get into this next step. And that, I think, is fantastic.
You know, when we came out of the last bad recession, there were a period of about five to seven years where there were programs where people could get, and then those went away as the market started to improve. And so these types of programs are awesome, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity.
Please. All right, so now we're going to bump it up, folks. All right, $93,000. It's also coming from Ramsey County. The key word is first generational buyer.
Okay.
Which means if your mother or father have never owned a home in the United States, you are considered a first generational buyer. You only sign one simple document that says mom and dad has never signed a home.
Okay.
And now I can get you, and hear this, $93,000 at a 0% interest rate.
Wait, what amount can you get?
$93,000.
Wow.
All right. At a 0% interest rate. And oh, by the way, with this program, your principal balance goes down 5% every year. If you stay in the home for a total of 20, the debt is completely forgiven.
Wow.
The $93,000 can be used for down payment assistance, can be used for closing costs, can be used to buy down the rate. The money can be used for principal reduction. So in other words, let's say we have a $300,000 home. Now, your maximum is 25% of the purchase price. So what's 25% of 300? $75,000. So there you're not getting 93.
Right.
It's based on the purchase price of the house. The maximum is 25%.
Okay. Let's just wait, break that down.
Right.
Okay. So the max that you can get is 93,000. But it's based on 75% of the sales price?
It's based on 25% of the sales price. So $200,000, I can get you 50. Okay. $300,000, I get you 75.
So it has nothing to do with being able to spend that money. For instance, if you get the other down payment assistance program, you can use that for closing costs. You can use that for buying down the rate. This one, the $93,000, can you do all of those same things?
All the same things.
Okay.
Okay. So what is the max price in Ramsey County that they could get the full $93,000?
$373,000.
Okay. That's right.
$372,600 is the max purchase price for the Ramsey County program, based on just the $20,000 down payment assistance or the $93,000 down payment assistance. The $93,000 doesn't become applicable unless you are a first generational buyer.
Okay.
But I ran numbers. If we were to use the $93,000 as part of your down payment on a $372,600, your mortgage payment is less by $700 a month.
That's amazing.
Okay.
$700 a month you're saving. You don't have to pay it back. You don't pay it back until you sell your home or refinance it. And guess what? If you stayed in the home for 5 years, five times five is 25%. That means of that $93,000, it gets reduced by 25% because it goes down every year. It's kind of like a grant.
Okay.
Okay. It does become a grant.
Okay. So so many questions are like firing in my mind.
Well, we have time for one.
We have, lots of questions.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So this is for folks that their parents have never owned a home in the USA.
Correct.
Okay. And so if they own a home in a different country, that does not count
not
against
applicable.
Them. Okay. What about step parents?
Not applicable.
Okay. So what if your father is widowed and has remarried and never owned a home in the USA?
Not applicable.
Okay.
So it won't work for them.
Yes.
It will work for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They haven't owned a home.
Yep. Perfect. All right. We're going to have some more questions about this. We're also able to take your questions. You can be part of the show. Just call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. Also available on our website. Just go to mytalk1071.com. Use that keyword Red Hot. All right. Our next city that we're going to talk about and showcase. What do we have, Mimi?
Okay. So I want to remind everybody, if you'd like to get the data on your city or a city that you're curious about, all you have to do is send in the name of the city and text it to 651-578-2218. Okay. We're going to go to Mendota Heights. Mendota Heights, if you aren't familiar with where that is, it's pretty close to the airport, centrally located area. And this information is for the year on year through September. New listings, oh my goodness, almost none. This year, 14 new listings. Last year, 17. So down 17%. Closed sales, they closed 18 this year. And 28 last year. The median sales price last year, 463. And this year, 441. What? Wow. Okay. Hadn't seen that. That's new stuff.
Okay.
The price per square foot over there in Mendota Heights, $227. Whereas last year it was $188.
My word.
That's up 21%, y'all. Okay. Percent of a list of original list price that our sellers were receiving this year, 98.2%. Last year, 103.3%. So down.
It's fallen a little bit.
Down 5%. Days on market this year, 26. Last year, 15. And inventory of homes for sale, 26 homes right now through September, whereas last year there were 34. So that's down 24%. They have 1.9 months of inventory, and last year they had even more, which is surprising, 2.2.
Okay.
So that is Mendota Heights, folks.
And I'll make a bet, over the last 3 years, houses have appreciated between 30 to 40% in the last 3 to 4 years. So if your price point comes down or your sales point comes down by 2 to 5%, well, what's 2 to 5% of you know, 40% that you've made in the last 3 to 4 years.
Okay.
It's minuscule.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So when people hear that, oh my gosh, it's gone down, but what have you made in the last 3 to 4 years if you've owned your property?
Exactly. You know, it's all relative, and things, the ship rises and falls with the water. So there you go. Okay. So now we're going to talk about multifamily. We don't talk about that very often on the show. I think primarily because there's just not that much inventory out there. But you'd be surprised for duplexes. Well, we're going to break it down between the side-by-sides and the up-and-down duplexes in the metro or in our MLS. That's where this information has come from. So our side-by-side duplexes, we have a total of 35 units that are active and available with no offers on them, ready for you to purchase right now.
Hey, man, if you can move right now, go get one of those.
Yes.
I was very fortunate. I got mine. It was a great, great, great deal that Mimi and Phil helped me get this job done.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the price range for the side-by-sides go anywhere from $154,000 in St. Cloud up to $675,000 here in St. Paul. Days on market are anywhere from 0 days to 222 days for our side-by-sides.
I could see having one in St. Cloud would be a very good investment, too, since you
college have the town.
How could you go wrong?
Right.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so in our up-and-down units, there are 167 up-and-down units available in the MLS district. Our cheapest one is $48,000 in Wilmar, and our most expensive up and down is in Minneapolis at $1.2
million. Wow.
Okay. Days on market are anywhere from 0 to 479.
Gotcha.
All right, money man, let's talk about how you can get rich on this stuff.
Believe it or not, if you're an investor or you're wanting to live in a unit and make money, this is where you do it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the interest rates being at 7%. The math works.
Right.
Okay? Understand, folks, you're marrying the house, you're dating the rate with the understanding rates we've talked about this, are going to fall
right
in the next year to 2 years
right.
when inflation falls. All right, so hypothetical situation. We're going to do a conventional loan. We're going to buy a $538,000 duplex.
Okay.
Total payment, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance to include mortgage insurance is $4,022.
Okay.
And based on the fact of the location being in the Twin Cities, you can expect average monthly rents of $2,200.
Right.
Your mortgage payment is $2,200.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. $2,200 mm-hmm. on a $538,000 property with 5%. And guess what? I've had people use this product or an FHA product, and they buy one of these. They live in it for 2 to 3 years. And guess what they then do? They go buy another one.
It's mm-hmm. called Monopoly.
Right. And then I'll go buy another one. I'll move into that.
And
I'll upgrade.
Move into that one because these programs are designed based on you being a primary occupant of the property.
Right.
Okay. So there's just all kinds of things floating around here. Okay. So opportunity with the $93,000. If your folks have never owned in the USA, you get in there, you live in this property as your primary residence. Okay.
Can you use this the Ramsey County program in Ramsey County? You're doggone right. You
wow.
could.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But not St. Paul, not North St. Paul.
Not St. Paul, not North St. Paul. Okay. Correct. Okay.
All right. So how long do you need to live in that 93,000 first generational home before you can move? Or can you use that as a rental with this particular property? Can you pull out equity to invest in your duplex?
Per Ramsey County, they're still working out the webs, so to speak, as to
okay.
what their policy is going to be on a renter. I would defer that to Ramsey County, and okay. I have a specialist that I can talk to, but I would assume you buying this property, living in it for a year, and then converting it to a rental, I will guarantee you, you're probably going to be frowned upon.
Okay.
Well, yeah. it's going to be not just slap your hands, but you might have to pay it back.
Right.
Yeah.
So we don't want to put anybody in any peril.
No.
But could you use
it? But I'm glad that you mentioned that, because we also were talking about creating sustainable communities. So being able to say that we're providing stable yeah. housing for you and then other people because you're not immediately just churning it. That makes sense too.
And in talking to the head cheese over there,
yeah.
they're all about helping the community, helping their people.
Right.
And guess what? If somebody came to me and we used this program and we got the $93,000, and oh, by the way, they lived in it for 5 years, and all of a sudden they got a new job that's 50 miles away.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you we could make
work that out.
We mm-hmm. could work that out with Ramsey County. They would have no problem with it.
Right.
But to go into this thinking, oh, this is a get rich scheme.
Exactly.
We're going to use this. We're going to live in it for a year and then we're going to flip it.
Yeah. That's not what
I would tell you right now. That's probably not going to go so well.
Understandable.
Okay. And to your question, Ms. Shannon, the cities in Ramsey County,
yes.
outside of St. Paul, are Roseville, Maplewood, Shoreview, New Brighton, Arden Hills, Mounds View, Little Canada,
gotcha.
North Oaks, Falcon Heights, Vadnais Heights, Lauderdale, and Jim Lake.
Wow. Ah, gotcha. That's a huge area.
Okay. So now let's bump it up. Okay. Because the numbers get better, folks, if you go to a triplex or a quad. Now, what's a quad? That's a four-unit property.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I wasn't even done with the duplex. I was still building my Monopoly board.
Hit me.
Okay, so somebody wants to buy a duplex. They can use the $20,000 or they can use the $93,000 if it applies. Is that
sure,
correct?
That's mm-hmm. correct.
Okay, and let's talk about the wealth building opportunity again. Just recap it.
Well, the wealth, for one, it's cutting your mortgage payment in half.
Mm-hmm.
And if I buy a $500,000 home, and let's just say it appreciates at 3% annually, okay, well, that means it's going up in value by $15,000 annually. So I stay in that home for 10 years. Now this property's worth, and believe me, if I'm using 3%, folks, I'm being beyond conservative,
yes. mm-hmm.
okay? Now you're talking about, that means that property's gone up by $150,000. And oh, by the way, you've only lived there for what, 5 years?
Right. And the likelihood of you living there and maintaining the property, doing what you need to do to be a good steward of the property, we're just going to give you credit for that. We're going to presume you're going to do that.
That's the way we make money here, right, folks. Mm-hmm. We buy a house. We live in it. Mm-hmm. We fix it up. We take care of it. And guess what? Over time, it'll appreciate. And then guess what? You go, oh, my God, my house is too small now.
Yeah.
Oh, we've had babies, whatever the case may be.
Two units. Yep. And you're living in one side.
Yep.
You've got a renter on the other. You can take 75% of what they're paying and put that towards your amount.
Guess what? We can use the rental income to wash out the mortgage payment. And the program I'm using here on the conventional side is Home Ready.
Okay.
All right. It gives you a reduced interest rate. It gives you reduced mortgage insurance. But you've got to meet the AMI rule.
Okay.
Now, what's the AMI rule for a conventional? That is $93,400 right now.
Okay.
So if you make $93,400 or less, or you and your spouse make $93,400 or less, excluding overtime, excluding bonus, and you can exclude those numbers.
Okay.
You could qualify to buy a duplex. You could qualify to buy a triplex. Guess what? Somebody says, I can't afford an $800,000 home on a $94,000 income. Yeah, you can, because I'm coming up with your total monthly payment of $489 a month.
Okay, so we're going to break all of that down when we come back from, from this break. But I want to remind everybody that they can text any question, anything that they need at 651-578-2218. If you'd like to know what your city stats are, if you would like our fall home buyer, home seller guides, all you have to do is text that. If you'd like mortgage or real estate information, free CMA, text it to 651-578-2218.
And we'll be right back. You're listening to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Reminding you can still be part of the show. Call us at 651-641-1071.
Okay, Coon Rapids, we're coming at you with your numbers.
Yes.
Through September this year, we had 83 listings. Last year, 124. So we're down 33% there. Our median sales price was 306.
Okay.
We're talking some affordability in Coon Rapids. Last year, it was 300. Average price per square foot is $182 right now in 22. Last year, it was $174.
That's a lot of house for not going very far out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they're getting 100.1% of the original list price. Last year, they got 103.4.
Okay.
Days on market, 25 this year, 16 last. Inventory of homes for sale right now available is 88. Last year, it was 119. They only have 1.1 month of inventory. Last year, they only had 1.2, so they're down 8.3%. That's Coon Rapids.
Okay.
If you'd like your city, be sure and text us.
It's a It's a popcorn market,
okay.
Lower price point, and guess
great
what?
Location.
Great location, great first-time home buyers, and that's why that's the activity on that.
Okay.
Now we're going to talk about last segment. We talked about duplexes and the phenomenal opportunities for you to buy those as an investment or to live in one and wash out half your rent. Now we're going to talk about triplexes. So right now on our MLS, the North Star MLS, there are 33 active and available triplexes available for our listeners to purchase.
Okay.
The lowest price is in Waseca at $85,000. Kill me now. In St. Paul, $1.2
million. Okay.
That's your most expensive. And the days on market for tries are anywhere between 6 days and 188 days. So there's some that have been on for a while, folks. There is opportunity to be found. We want our listeners that are ready to make a move to call us so that we can schedule and show you these properties. Be sure and reach out and let us know that you'd like a showing. We can send you these duplexes, triplexes, and quads.
Right. If there's any ladies out there, because I know my talkers, if you're going, I can't be in charge of this, you can. You can build a team. Don't worry. You don't have to do it all yourself. There's lots of places that you can get the resources together to figure out how to get this done.
You did it.
Yeah, I did.
Well,
I
had to build a team.
Yeah, exactly.
If half your rent is being paid by somebody else, you have money to do things.
Exactly.
And don't worry. You'll have no problems getting renters for
absolutely.
You right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So real quickly, duplex, annual rate of return, 6%. Triplex, 12%. quad, 17%. That's annual.
Okay.
Triplexes. Okay. All right. Let's talk about some specific examples of pricing for some of our tries.
All right. So we do an FHA triplex.
Okay.
Okay. $651,000. I'm just using an average.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's not too unrealistic. $200,000 a door.
No. No. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So your average rent per unit, $1,900. All right. When everything is said and done and you put 3.5% down, you lived in the property. What's 3.5? That's $20,000.
Okay.
Okay. Your total monthly payment on a $651,000 loan is $1,732 a month.
Okay.
Okay. But we're talking, that's for all three units. All three units, two of them occupied. You're going to live in the third.
You're living in the third. Your monthly payment is $1,732 and you're getting a rate of return of 12% annually.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And typically for rents, if your payment is $1,700.
I'm using $1,900 a month per unit.
Okay. Okay. Per unit.
Per unit.
Okay. That's assuming it's a three bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, obviously these examples are going to vary by how many bedrooms, how many baths, what the other amenities are.
Sure.
But if you're doing a three bedroom in the cities, it's not really out of the question.
No.
But even if you took it down to 15, you know, you five and five, yeah. Easy to see, easy to imagine that.
Guess what? If my mortgage payment is $2,000 a month and I'm getting a 12% return on an annual basis.
Yes.
Can't you see how that will help you fight inflation?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Talk about an inflation buster.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited about this. For our quads. Right now in our MLS, North Star MLS, there's only 31 active and available quads.
Okay.
Which is a lot. Our lowest price one is $108,000 in Marshall.
Marshall. Okay.
And again, St. Paul coming in for the win, $1.2 million for our highest price one. And our days on market for our quads are anywhere from 6 days to 188 days.
All right. Well, when you're at a $1.2 million, you got to figure some stuff out, I'm sure.
I'm going to tell you that's all based on condition.
Yeah, exactly.
The better the quality of the property, that property will only be on the market for a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really what it's about.
And our million-dollar buyers are not afraid of this inflation. Right. So there you have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Phil, let's give some realistic, real-world examples of quads.
We buy this property using a home-ready product, lower interest rate, lower mortgage insurance, 6.875%. You're going to live in one of the units, all right? Remember, we're buying an $800,000 property, and we're only putting 5% down.
Okay.
Your total monthly payment, as long as all three of your units are rented, $489 a month.
Okay. All right.
Let's talk about that. Break that down into specifics. All right, so that's assuming that each unit is going to be renting for how much?
My total payment is $6,189 a month.
Okay, for the overall unit.
But I'm getting $1,900 a month.
Per unit.
Okay, so $6,000 is what we've got to cover.
Yep.
That's everything. That's taxes, insurance, principal, interest, all of it.
So you charge the other three units $1,900, and so I have $400 left that I'm paying.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you can
break that down. So let's just say that $1,900, maybe your quad only has two bedrooms, or maybe it's some of them only have one. You can easily see that fair market rent, Ms. Shannon,
yes,
for a one-bedroom apartment is no less than $1,000.
Absolutely.
Now, there's two other things that I haven't put into this.
Okay.
Okay. One, you got your principal reduction.
Okay.
Okay. Next, you have, if rents go up, then your cash flow goes up. If you refinance to a lower rate, then you're making more money. But you also have to understand there's an expense. All right. You should figure about 1% or 1.5% annually for a maintenance cost.
Right.
But guess what? The numbers still equate to a 17% annual rate of return. Folks, please go to your bank and say, hey, I've got $50,000 and I want you to give me a 17% CD. And they'll laugh at you. Okay.
So, question. Some of the down payment assistance programs, can they be used to purchase a quad?
Yes, it depends. Depends on the down payment assistance program. All right. But if we were to use the Ramsey County, yes, it would.
Okay. So money available even to help you get into these places.
I've got money available in other parts of the state, the counties. All right. If somebody wants to talk to me about those specific things, just understand there are specific guidelines. You have to qualify. Not everybody's going to qualify.
Right.
But I will scour the earth for you to present you as many options as there are possible to you. At the same point in time, I'm not going to blow hot wind up your pant leg.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know.
So, anyway.
So, we're calling out for our My Talkers to let us show you some investment properties that's going to make you wealthy.
Right.
Ms. Shannon, yeah. Tell everybody how great it is.
Oh, it is that sense of accomplishment you feel when you're like, oh, no, I'm a landowner. I'm a property owner, not just my regular old house. I mean, even when I have work that I have to do or repairs I have to do, I'm very proud of it. Like, you've seen me come in and be like, you know what I'm doing? Replacing the HVAC on my rental unit. Like, if it costs me money, but I'm happy I get to do it.
And windows are exciting.
Actually, Ms. Shan's job is going to be a handyman.
handy woman.
Yeah, but I'm also good at building a team. And so you guys are part of that team, and I have a team of other people who I'm going, you know, I'm not doing that. That's just going to, you know, I am going to go do what I'm good at, and then I hire the proper people to do the other things.
Yeah, so, it's not fun and games to fall out of a tree.
Exactly. No. Or fall off a ladder. No, I'm not doing that.
Yes.
I'm not doing that.
Well, folks, keyword red hot. Mm-hmm. Text anything you need to 651-578-2218.
And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to the Red Hot Real Estate Show.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.